Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's that time of year again when we hear from a lot of folks who want to make Marianne's world-famous Thanksgiving side dish.
You must be talking about the corn casserole that we make every year.
It all started on this radio station, didn't it?
Well, for us it did. It was about, 10 years ago that we were doing a midday show right here on WGN Radio. Was that 10 years ago? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It might have been longer than that. I think it might have been longer than that. Well, anyway, I was talking about the best and easiest Thanksgiving dish that I was getting ready to make because it was, during Thanksgiving time. And I had been making it for, at least a decade before because it's the first thing that my friend Amy told me to do when I first met her, when I first moved from Miami to Chicago. And that was, that was like in 1992 or something like that, 93. So, yeah. Oh, my God. Can you believe how long it's been? In Miami, you don't make dishes like this, I don't think. I don't know. My family never did. So she said, all you need is 6 ingredients. And then, so I had been making it. And you were asking me what exactly goes into the dish because your family's always asking for it whenever we go over, right?
Yeah, yes. I wanted to know because I think it's not only a great appetizer and side dish, but you could also eat it for dessert. And I have.
And often you do. And if there's ever any left over, that is what you have for dessert the next day. Most people don't eat it for dessert, though. But here's what happened. So on the show, you asked me what it was, and I named the 6 ingredients, which are sour cream, a can of cream corn, a can of whole corn, eggs, butter, and Jiffy corn muffin mix. Uh-huh. And by the way, this is definitely not the healthiest thing you're going to eat on Thanksgiving. And then the phones exploded with calls from people asking for the exact recipe with quantities and all that.
Right. And every year since then, people email us and text us, and they ask for the corn casserole recipe. We get messages about how it's become a family favorite. A lot of people make it every year as a holiday tradition. I've been reading some of those comments already this week in our mailbox. By the way, if you have a corn souffle comment, you can text us right now at 312-981-7200. And a lot of people were familiar with this recipe, maybe not exactly yours, but it's a popular dish from many, many cookbooks, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about cookbooks, but what I found out was that a lot of people make it anyway. Even when we started talking about it and people wanted our recipe, we also started hearing from a lot of people who had been making that. For example, in my family, my sister-in-law makes a version of it that includes onions. Other people, make a version of it that includes jalapeno on it and cheese. In fact, I made a version of that once, and we all decided that it was really delicious, but we also had to have just the plain one. But even for us, your family never asks me to bring just one corn casserole to Thanksgiving. They ask for 2 or 3
yep.
casseroles. And especially this year, I think we have a total of 31 people coming. And there are a couple of people in your family who hog it up.
Yeah, I know. I don't like to get behind those people in the line for the food at the buffet table, or I never get any corn casserole. So you better make 31.
I don't know how many. Maybe somebody has an idea of how many I would have to make for 31 people. And by the way, the recipe that I have listed and that, I've been talking about, I always double that at least. So I'm making like a double portion in each casserole dish.
Now, all
so
this.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It started, us talking about this started before things could go viral on social media, but it was actually the beginning of your food website, wasn't it? Because after the corn casserole, corn souffle, whatever you want to call it, became clear that our audience was interested in all your recipes.
That is true. And we were, you know, we were doing this show on WGN radio. And then, you know, we were hearing a lot about, oh, people who cook, they have blogs and they have websites and they post recipes. And so I started to post my family's recipes and I needed a place to put them. And also I started making videos, which, oh my God, you and I watched a video from 2016 last night. And anyway, that's how Savvy Planet eventually, you know, what we started morphed into what is today Savvy Planet.
Yeah.
And that's my website where I have a ton of recipes. And seriously, I can't believe how many recipes are in there now. And the corn casserole is one of them.
And one of the reasons it's become such a hit is because it's very easy to make. You mentioned the ingredients. How do you put it all together? Can you run through it quickly?
Oh, yeah. It could not be easier. Okay, you take the 2 cans of corn, beaten eggs, melted butter, sour cream, and corn muffin mix, and you put them all together in a bowl. Okay, anyone can do that. Stir it, not too much, but just stir it so it all mixes. Pour it into a casserole dish, bake, and then you're done, and it ends up looking like a souffle.
Yeah, and you know what I forgot? I knew we were going to talk about this yesterday, and I meant to go to the store ahead of time to buy the boxes of corn muffin mix, because 1 year after you talked about this, I went right to the store after the show, and they were sold out of the Jiffy corn muffin mix. So get your supplies early, a warning.
And I know you like to take credit for that.
Yeah, I do.
You like to take credit, but you know, like, you know, WGN radio is ubiquitous, and mm-hmm. everybody heard it, and everybody went to the store.
It must have been.
So right now, the recipe is posted at Savvy, and then put a little hyphen there, -planet.com, and there's also a bonus treat.
Yeah, it's that
I just mentioned.
That instructional video on the making of the corn casserole featuring a special appearance by me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and please keep in mind that this video is from 2016. You have to look at the recipe and then scroll all the way down and you'll see the video. I'll post it eventually on my two Instagram accounts. One of them is Havana Girl and the other one is Savvy.planet. But I'll post those as we get closer to Thanksgiving. But please cut us some slack because, you know, it was like one of the very first videos that we ever made, and it looks dated.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, we were also just learning how to make recipe videos. Do you remember that we even hired an intern to do it? And now you just do everything on your phone. But it is a little bit corny.
That's right, corny casserole. If you want to see it, go to SavvyPlanet.com. Put a little hyphen between Savvy and Planet. While you're there, you can sign up for free recipes delivered straight to your inbox every week. Savvy-planet.com. Quickly, a question for you on the text line, Marianne. How far in advance can I make this wonderful casserole?
It is best when you make it right before you're going to eat it because it kind of like blows up like a souffle. So if you want that and you want to just like, you know, scoop it out when it's all, you know, swollen like that, then it's best to make it right before. But you can make it, you know, ahead of time. And we have to do that all the time because I have to make it in the morning and then take it to your family's house in the evening. So I do make it ahead of time, but it's really much better when it's just straight out of the oven.
Look at all these texts. I make it with strawberries. It's great.
With strawberries.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else saying we added hot or green peppers. Very good. And then a question, can it be frozen and enjoyed later?
We have frozen it. We freeze it. We don't want to waste it. So anything that is left over, we freeze. And then a lot of times, the best way to warm it up, in my opinion, is instead of just sticking it in the microwave, which is fine too. I love to just put a little olive oil on a pan and then just like grill it, or butter. Butter's even better. Just sort of like grill it, and then you get this crunchy taste, and it gets all soft again. It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then I like to have it with eggs the next day.
It's a rare unhealthy recipe for Maryam, but thank goodness it's only once a year. Thank you very much, Mrs. Surratt.
You can also make it for Easter or Valentine's Day or even Groundhog's Day, Bob.
There you go. Talk
to
you soon.
By the way, one more thing. I want you to, if anybody sends you recipes with all these like weird ingredients and different varieties, bring them home. I want to see what those recipes are. That'd be great. Strawberries. I never heard of that.
Well, you'll be seeing a lot of things you've never heard of. Thank you.